Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Alden Hines of Orient Lodge. That's orient-lodge.com. Thank you for listening to
another episode of Fiona's radio show.
Just about every Sunday evening at 6:30 Eastern United States time, Fiona and I discuss the events of the week. It provides some quality father-daughter time and has built up a large library of recordings of the two of us talking together. We've been doing this show for about 7 years now, I think. So there's a lot of episodes out there to listen to. Sometimes we have special guests call in the show. Sometimes we have families, friends, or neighbors call in, or unexpected guests. And often it's just the two of us talking together. Fiona?
Yes?
Any guests scheduled for tonight?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so if we have any guests, it will be an unexpected guest, but unexpected guests are almost always welcome. So before we go into this week's events, I'd encourage all parents to spend more time talking with their kids, perhaps recording some of the discussions for posterity, or doing as we do, sharing them on Blog Talk Radio. So Fiona, what is the biggest event of the past week?
Age of Ultron came out.
Age of Ultron came out. So that was bigger than Mayweather beating Pacquiao?
What?
There was a really big boxing match last night. Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. And they had a big boxing match. So this was bigger than that boxing match?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about there was this weekend saw the running of the Kentucky Derby. This was bigger than the Kentucky Derby?
Yes.
Okay. And the charges have been brought against the police officers in Baltimore. It's bigger than that?
Okay, no. That was really important.
Okay, okay. But so it's up there in importance with the charges in Baltimore?
Yes.
Okay. So why was it so important?
Because I've been waiting for this movie since 2012.
Since 2012? So for 3 years?
Yes.
Why have you been waiting for it so long? What's the big deal about it?
It's the next Avengers movie.
Okay. And what's so important about that?
Well, it's my fandom.
It's
your fandom. Part of the Marvel fandom. We've all been very excited because Joss Whedon did this movie. And my favorite actor.
Because why?
Joss Whedon did this movie, and Joss Whedon movies are great.
Okay, okay. So before we go on with that, what other Joss Whedon movies have you seen?
The remake of Much Ado About Nothing, the first Avengers movie, Dr. Marvel's Salon Blog. He has lots of TV shows.
Right.
Which I've seen most of.
Okay, okay. And you're saying it's an Avengers movie, so what does that mean?
I mean, it's next. It's about the Avengers, Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, Black Widow, Hulk, and Hawkeye.
Okay, okay. So, did it live up to expectations?
Yes, much more.
And much more, okay. So, what would you say was the best thing about the movie itself?
The sass.
The what?
Well, the dialogue.
The dialogue. Okay, but you said sass?
Yes.
So does that mean there's a lot of sassiness, a lot of back talk, a lot of snark, a lot of that sort of stuff in the movie? Okay. And was any of that sassiness funny?
Hilarious.
It was hilarious. Okay. So who was the sassiest character?
Oh, don't know.
Okay.
Probably Cap or Tony. Nope, probably Tasha. I don't know. Clint had a lot of good sassy lines, but probably Tony.
Okay. So who was Tony?
Iron Man.
Ah, okay.
Well,
I
Ultron
see.
had a lot of good sassiness. He took after his father.
Sorry, I missed that part. What was that?
Ultron had a lot of sass. He took after his father.
Okay. Now, here's another thing that I'm just looking through the write-up about this on IMDb. And what can you tell me about Jarvis?
Jarvis, the hero. Oh, Jarvis. Jarvis is Tony's assistant robot.
Ah, okay. Because you know what else Jarvis is.
His father's butler.
Okay. Well, also Jarvis is a key part of Ingress. So I was wondering, do you think there's Ingress Avenger crossover?
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, so you know that brings up a question is, so you've mentioned about how the fandom you're part of has been waiting for this forever. What's going on in the fandom? What's the reaction? What are they doing? What are they saying?
We're all freaking out. It was sad. It was good. Hawkeye actually spoke.
Okay. And that was sad.
Yeah. No, it was great. No, it was
Okay.
sad, but I'm not gonna say what was sad because he would
Right.
spoil it, but I cried. Well,
Right.
I was expecting to cry.
Right. So has there been like have people been writing fanfic about it or
So much fanfic.
making now, how about
Fan
has there
art.
been any good has there been good fan art?
Yeah, and it's mostly just been edits and talking about what happened.
Okay. How about, you know, have there been, you know, like pictures on Instagram, sort of like the meme pictures or anything like that?
You mean text posts?
Well, I'm not sure if what you're calling text posts. So, talking about on Instagram, somebody posting a picture with some text added onto it, captions.
That's an edit.
Okay. So, have there been a lot of good edits?
Lots of them.
Lots of them. Do you think any of them have the potential of sort of becoming viral memes?
Edits aren't memes.
Well, so if you look at, say, because take the, who is it? The Dos Equis man, right?
No way.
You know the picture of the man, it's originally from an ad for Dos Equis beer. Normally I don't whatever, but when I do, I
Oh, those are memes.
Right. And so that's a picture with text on it. So how's that different than an edit?
An edit is just like making a scene. Like taking it, putting it into pictures, and adding the text that was said in it.
Okay, so there's nothing creating something new from it. It's not like a remix.
No, that would be a text post.
A text post?
Yeah.
And so have there been good text posts?
Not really. It's just edits talking about everything. And they're not really text posts. Like, they're you know, they're hard to explain. They don't have a name.
Okay, okay. Have you spoken with any of your friends about the movie?
Yes, but none of them have seen it.
So you're the first one to have seen it?
I'm the most hardcore Marvel fan.
Okay. So when did it open?
Friday.
Friday? And so did you go Friday?
No, I couldn't because I had to go to the stupid semi-formal.
You had to what?
Go to the stupid semi-formal, which was fun, but I could have gone.
Okay, so it was fun, but it was stupid, but it was mostly stupid because it conflicted with going to see the Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else can you say about the Avengers? Or about specifically about Age of Ultron?
It was so good. It's so sad, but it was so good.
Well, okay. How about, can you say anything about the acting or the scenery?
Acting was amazing. Oh my god, the effects were so great.
So the effects were so great. Can you, are there any effects that you can describe without giving things away?
Just all of it. Ultron was really good. Vision, Hulk, just everybody. Like the stuff.
Okay,
like,
so
really,
when you say Ultron was really good, what does that mean?
I mean, like, he looked good. It was well made. He moved, you know. I don't know. I just made him look
so,
really realistic.
Okay, so
and
it looked
really
well
done.
Realistic. Okay. And when you say really well done, was it? Would you describe it as intricate?
Yeah, it was really detailed.
Really detailed, okay. And the physics seemed to make sense?
Yeah, it was all good.
Okay, okay. And so what effects were the best, would you say?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, talk a little bit, so we spoke a little bit about Ultron. Is there anything more you can say about Ultron without giving things away?
He was just so sassy, like his father, and it was like, it was just good.
Okay. And so what other characters' effects were particularly good?
Visions, which, you know, he's in it, but I'm not going to talk too much about what he did. He was in it, and they just did a really good job with him.
Okay, so tell me more about Vision. Who is Vision? What's Vision's story? What can you say without giving away things about Vision?
Literally nothing.
Literally nothing. Okay. Was he in any of the other... Was he in the original Avengers movie?
No.
Okay. So on a slightly different topic, and we can come back to some of this, do you know how much the Avengers grossed when it came out the first weekend?
No.
I think they sold something like $200 million worth of tickets.
Wow.
So, do you know what movie sold the most tickets in its first weekend?
Age of Ultron?
No. The original Avengers.
The original was good, but actually I think AOU was better.
Yeah. And is that sort of the nomenclature that people have adopted? They talk about it as AOU?
Yeah, AOU. Age of Ultron.
Okay. So Avengers made $200 million in its first weekend, and AOU made $187 million.
Okay.
So it was, yeah, close second place. How about the music?
They did a good job with that. Oh, and the effects for Scarlet Witch. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
And Quicksilver.
So let's talk about the effects for Scarlet Witch for a moment. What was so good about those?
They just really did it well. Like, it really just looked very mystical.
Okay. And
right.
What was the other one?
Quicksilver.
Okay. And anything you can say about Quicksilver?
Well, his whole thing is speed, and they did a really good job with the way he ran and how it looked when he ran by.
Okay.
In normal
so
time.
So here's the thing. You know, when I think Marvel, I think comics, I think, you know, completely animated. So was this completely animated, or did it have real-life characters with special effects added, or how did that work?
Live action with special effects.
Okay. So what else? So that means that another thing that we could talk about would be costumes, right?
Oh, the costumes. So good.
Yeah. Now, who had the best costumes?
Scarlet Witch, Quicksilver, or Cap.
Okay. And how about makeup? Was there good makeup?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, again, was best makeup maybe Scarlet Witch or Quicksilver?
Definitely Scarlet Witch.
Okay. Okay. And so let's go back.
I don't know how much of that was makeup and how much of it was effects, but it was just great.
Okay. So let's go back to the music, right? And there's a few different things. Did they use, you know, like in Guardians of the Galaxy, they used a fair amount of popular music. Was there much popular music used in AOU?
I'm trying to remember. I don't really pay attention to that when I'm watching movies. I normally have to see it like a second time to really pay attention to the music. I mean, you have to pay attention to it during Guardians of the Galaxy because it was kind of the plot. You had to, like, just get the music to get the plot.
Right. So then, you know, there's the use of popular music, but then there's sort of the music that's, you know, the soundtrack for the movie. And how was the soundtrack?
It was great. Everything just fit perfectly.
Okay. And there was another thing I was going to ask in that area. And let's see, so music, soundtrack, and I forget what I was going to ask on that one. Okay. So here's the big question. Do you think it's going to get nominated for any Tonys?
Yes.
Really?
I am positive.
See, I really kind of doubt that it will.
Why?
Because Tony's is for musicals on or for plays on Broadway.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Which one's for the...
You're probably thinking of, like, the Academy Awards or the Golden Globes.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Right. So you think it'll get some Golden Globe and or Academy Award nominations?
Yes.
So which... What nominations do you think it would get?
Definitely Best Special Effects. No question about that.
Okay.
You
think with all the sassiness and... Was there a lot of, like, wordplay and stuff like that in it?
Yes.
So, do you think it's got a shot for best screenplay?
Yeah.
Okay. How about best director?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so, best leading man. Who would the best leading man, if it were to get best leading man, be?
Probably Tony, because he was the start of the problem.
Okay.
And it's just like mainly about him, but I mean, it's all pretty equal.
Okay. And so Tony, for people who aren't part of the fandom, that's Tony Stark as Iron Man.
Well, I could be calling everybody by their nicknames.
It could be what?
I could call everybody by their nicknames. I mean, it could be worse instead of calling them by their first name.
Right. Right, but so it's Tony Stark, Iron Man, and so you think, and that's played by Robert Downey Jr. You think he
RDJ.
may say what?
RDJ.
RDJ. Okay, so you think he's got a chance at getting best actor? So who would you say was the best actor in a supporting role? Let's say you have to choose, between Thor, Hulk, Captain America, Hawkeye, or for that matter, even Ultron. Although Ultron, was Ultron actually there as a character?
He was a villain.
Yes, but so when I look at it on IMDb, they say Ultron was played by James Spader. They say Ultron, parentheses, voice.
Well, yeah, because it was, all like computer stuff that Ultron had because he was a giant robot.
Okay. So actually, there's a best there's a different category, best robot. But so with that, who would you say if one of them, if you were to nominate somebody for best supporting actor, who would that be?
Aaron, who played Quicksilver, he did such a good job.
Okay. And how about, do you think now, who's the best, who would get the leading actress?
Scarlett Johansson playing Black Widow.
Okay. And do you think that's a nomination she's likely to get?
Yes.
Yeah.
She did
And
an amazing
then,
job.
okay. And so we're not to confuse Scarlett Johansson with Scarlet Witch, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So would Scarlet Witch be perhaps up for Best Supporting Actress?
Yeah, she does. It was her acting was so amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to say about Age of Ultron?
It's just so good, and I suggest that I'm going to go see it again multiple times.
Okay.
Okay.
And the other question that I have is, so there was Avengers and then AOU, right? So is there going to be another one coming out?
Avengers: Infinity War in 2018, Part 1 and Part 2 in 2019.
Okay. So that's what we're looking at, is another 3 year wait. Okay. And that will be another Joss Whedon film?
Yes, and then Captain America: Civil War. I can't remember what year that comes out, but they've already started filming, so.
Oh, okay. So any other things you want to say about that?
Yeah, there have the thing that we've there are like complaints about Age of Ultron because they did get one thing wrong, and that just annoyed all of us.
Okay, so what did they get wrong?
Okay, so in the comics, Clint Barton, Hawkeye, is deaf, I mean, can hear because of special hearing aids.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
And so he can hear because of special hearing aids. And in the movie, he was really listening to hear where Quicksilver was moving. But he wouldn't, because Quicksilver moved too fast to see. But you couldn't do that if you were deaf, even with the hearing aids. He can't hear that well.
Okay. Okay. And that was, that's sort of the one thing that people objected to?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. Anything else?
Not really.
Not really? So, we should probably wrap up the show in a few minutes, but before, anything you want to say about the semi-formal on Friday?
It was fun.
Okay, okay. And a lot of your friends were there?
Yeah.
Okay. And the classic question, which side did you stand on and which side did the boys stand on?
Girls dance, guys sat on by the wall, and there weren't that many guys, so.
Okay. There weren't that many guys?
No. They sat on the, when you walked in, they were on the right side.
Okay. Okay. And how was the music?
Good. Top 40 stuff.
Okay, okay. And that was like a DJ or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. And anything more about the dance?
No.
Okay, well, let's talk very briefly before we wrap up the show about tomorrow. What's going on tomorrow?
School.
Okay, anything else?
Not that I know of.
How about the municipal elections in Woodbridge and Bethany?
Oh, yeah.
So, anything you think you should suggest to the people from Woodbridge and Bethany?
Vote for Ellen Skeletor as our first selection.
Well, that's a good one for the people of Woodbridge, but not for the people of Bethany.
Get out and vote democratically.
Okay, there we go. Or, you know, even that, you know, I like to just remind people to get out and vote. You know, it's the probably something like 30% of the registered voters will actually bother to vote tomorrow, and it's pretty sad that that's all that will are likely to get out and vote. So even if Republicans, I hope that the Republicans get out and vote. I just hope that more people get out and vote for Ellen. Any other things we should say before we end this week's show?
Thanks, good night, and we'll see you next week on the Fans Radio Show.
Thanks, and good night.